If your name's Courtney and you live in Indiana, you're on notice. It's our Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX, which is what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Listen, I'm pretty sure this couple ordered their Arby's without the extra pepper.
Uh-oh.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without pepper spraying food, you're delivering to customers, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Yeah, this happened in Indiana.
Evansville.
DoorDash driver named Courtney delivered $30 worth of Arby's to this couple. And they, so basically he brings in the food, wife starts to eat it, starts to cough and kind of get sick, and then realized that I think this was sprayed with pepper spray.
Goes back, looks at the video footage, and there you go.
I noticed my wife had started eating and she started choking and gasping. And after she had had a couple bites of her food, she actually threw up. And I had a look at the bag and seen that there was some kind of spray or something the bag had been tampered with. So I pulled up my doorbell camera and seen that the lady that dropped the food off had actually tampered with it. We assume it's pepper spray. It's more than likely what it is.
Yeah, so the guy...
I'm glad they found out who it was, because initially they, like, the delivery driver blocked the couple, so it was going to be difficult to go back and try to figure out who it was.
Well, yeah, so no one knows why yet.
Allegedly bad tip.
Yeah, so he did add a $2 tip to a $30 order,
she thought it wasn't enough.
Maybe that's the case. We still don't know necessarily, but she's going to need to deal with the legal ramifications now over just a couple bucks. Like, there could be even things like a misdemeanor or even a felony charges with food tampering. So, not a good look for Courtney there in
And it's got national news.
Indiana.
So,
yeah.
NBC covered it. The Inside Edition has it. Like, it's a wow. And her face is clearly on display.
Well, yeah, everybody's got a camera now.
Yes.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't understand that exactly.
No, why would
you
do that?
How do you not understand that?
Why would you do that? Anyways.
Porch pirates and food delivery people, you know you can be seen.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without giving extra pepper in the form of pepper spray to the food you're delivering to customers, then you're doing okay.